Good morning, girls. Welcome to the Happy Housewives Club podcast. I'm so excited that every day we are chit-chatting and talking about what I think moms are interested in. And with me today is Dana, as usual. Dana, you got a new headset today. I'm very excited.
I am so excited, too, because my other one was so awful. So This one works good. So,
and now we'll be able to hear every word you say instead of you dropping out.
And my daughter's so excited because I gave her the old one.
Oh, so that's good. My Hannah loves to wear my old headsets and, like, stand in the mirror and sing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she wants to be a rock star.
Yeah, that's my youngest, too. She's actually, it's funny because if I'm doing a podcast, she'll be running around going, uh-huh, uh-huh, I hear you. Okay, I'm talking to you on my cell phone. It's just the funniest thing. She tries to mimic me. Yeah.
That's cute. But, you know, Erin was supposed to be on the podcast with me today, but she's MIA.
Uh-oh.
I don't know what happened to her, but it's already 11 o'clock, and I'm getting ants in my pants. I've got to get out of this house. It's such a beautiful day here. The sun is shining. It's cool. It's crisp. I want to get to the farm. I want to buy some mums. I like to decorate my whole porch for fall. I buy, like, 20 mums. I put them in the big buckets all over my porch with the scarecrow. I love that.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
That is fun to do.
And I want to get some pumpkins, and I like to bake the pumpkins and make homemade pumpkin pie. That's my favorite.
That is one of my goals for this fall, is I want to make a pumpkin pie from scratch, because I love pumpkin, but I've never done it from scratch, so.
Let me tell you, there's no comparison. The pumpkin pie that you make from the fresh pumpkin, the sugar pumpkin, has such a wonderful flavor compared to the canned pumpkin. There's absolutely no comparison. And you make your fresh dough, too. You know who has a great pumpkin pie from scratch recipe is Martha Stewart.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I have the recipe somewhere, but she has a great pumpkin pie recipe. I think I have my pumpkin pie recipe that I use that I love, which is a little bit different than hers, in Happy Housewives.
Yes.
Do I?
Yes.
See, yeah, so make mine. Obviously, you make my pumpkin pie before you make Martha's. I don't even know why I'm even promoting Martha anymore. You know what? From now on, I'm not even promoting any of her recipes. She's out. And so
why?
Is Rachel Ray. They're both off my list.
Why?
Because in my book, when Happy Housewives came out, I wrote how many times did I love Martha Stewart, and she's my idol, and she's great. And Rachel Ray is great, and she has all these recipes. They haven't had me on their shows. So, you know, unless you've called and have Darla Shine on your show, you're out. Oprah's out, too. You're off of my list.
Oh, no.
It's all about me. Do you understand?
Oh, yeah.
So that's it. I'm not promoting them anymore. But the recipe that I have, I believe I got from I think it was one of my aunts years ago. My mother gave it to me, and I've changed it a little bit. I think the only thing that I've changed is I add a little bit of ginger into it. But there's nothing better than a fresh pumpkin pie in the fall. I love it. And you know what's great too, Dana, is pumpkin bread.
Oh, pumpkin bread is the best. My kids eat that. I try and make you know, four loaves at a time, and they will go through a whole loaf within 2 days just by themselves.
And
it's
for
so
that,
good.
I have used the canned pumpkin for that, I admit.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can't do it from scratch for everything.
No, you can't for everything. However, you know, you can buy most every product now in organic. And I want to encourage every woman out there to get on the ball, to buy organic products, especially your dairy. Mm-hmm. And your meats and your vegetables and your fruits, because all the pesticides in the foods is disgusting. And besides that, how about the meat and the steroids that are given to the cows and the chickens? When we went to Busch Gardens, every 13-year-old there has a chest on her like I can't believe.
Yeah, I've noticed that lately, too. Not that I'm looking, but...
Well, I'm looking. I am looking. I can't believe it. First of all, I'm upset that all these young girls have these big boobs and I don't have any. And when I was in high school, I'm going to tell you this. When I was in high school, nobody had a chest. There was one girl who had a big chest, Kathy Segretto. And she was like the big chested girl of the school that everyone was like talking about.
Uh-huh.
And that was it. I remember we would all be wearing our tube tops. Everyone was flat. Uh-huh. Now everyone has a D-sized chest. Either everyone has implants or it is the steroids in the meat, the chicken, and the dairy products that is bulking these girls up. Like their otters are growing, just like a cow.
Oh man, I agree though, and I've heard it said that like even in your meats, if you can get a local farmer to get your meat from, then that way you know what's being put into your meat. And obviously, go with the ones that go with grain. But even like your free range chickens, the eggs from free range chickens are more flavorful and more healthy
All right, well, I
too.
buy free range. Let me tell you girls something out there. What's going on in the meat business is all about greed. The farmers are repulsive, disgusting individuals. Not the small farmer. I got to change what I just said. The small farmer is great. I'm talking about the corporate farmer, the big corporation, government subsidized owned farms, okay? These mass producers, what they're doing is they want as much as possible. So to get more dairy, an average cow produces 2 gallons of milk a day, right? So the small farmer who has a vegetable-based grain diet and free-roaming cows that can eat grass, who's selling their organic milk, that is what you should support. The commercial dairy man has a cow producing 50 gallons of milk a day, and to do that, they're injecting the cow with steroids, and then the cow gets so sick. Okay, that they have to give the cow antibiotics. And on top of that, these companies are feeding the cows. Do you know that they're feeding them meat-based diets, grain mixed with dead cows? Okay, now Wendy's is the only fast food chain that has come out and said that we're not going to use meat that comes from downed cows. Do you know that the other fast food places are still using meat that comes from downed cows, which means a cow that could be laying on the floor dying of cancer, they will still use the cow's meat. You know what? There is so much out there. I urge you all to go to MOO.com, Mothers of Organic. Okay, Kelly Preston, John Travolta's wife, runs this organization. You have got to go and read what's going on with the farming industry. There's another book out, Dana, that everyone should read. It's by this guy named, I think Rick Cohen. The last name is definitely Cohen. Milk, the Poison Food. And what's happening is the commercial-run dairy farms, the milk has to be boiled 4 times because the milk is so bad that they boil it 4 times, and then they add vitamins into it just so you could drink it. Is this crazy? What are we
That is
doing in this
crazy.
country?
And you know what's funny is I was just at the grocery this morning, because I'm going to make some soup, but I was picking up some milk and I got to thinking, I wonder how much of the properties in milk today are there that were there back in, the 30s and 40s. Do
Well,
you
did you
understand what
buy
I'm saying?
organic milk?
I didn't because the Wait a
Wait a minute.
minute.
Stop. Stop.
I
Stop.
bought
Dana.
half and
Dana.
half.
Dana.
Yes.
Dana. After all of me and my bullshit and me screaming and talking about organic and you reading my book. Oh, let's see if this is Erin. Hold on. Hello? Erin, where are you? Dana and I are doing the podcast. Where have you been? I am live right now in the podcast. And where have you been? Oh my God. All right. Well, I'm on the podcast right now. I can't hear about this, but you definitely have to do the podcast tomorrow. Unless you want to pop on, put your headsets on and join us. I think that you can come in now. I don't know. I'm afraid we'll screw it up. Just, all right, but I'm going to send it to you in a few minutes when it's done and you can put it up on the website. Okay, bye. Erin said she had a big flood in her basement that she had to deal with.
Oh no.
So there's always something going on with one of us in the Happy Housewives Club. But I cannot believe you, Dana, that you, I can't, you're not allowed to be a member of the Happy Housewives Club anymore. I'm kicking you out. I'm blocking you.
You are not. You love me.
How could you not buy organic milk after all of this? After me
Well,
saying this?
would you stop for just a second? Because I have yet to find one of our grocery stores that has organic milk. Because you got to remember,
That's impossible. Walmart now carries organic milk.
they do. I didn't know that, but I wasn't at
Your
Walmart. I was.
grocery store doesn't carry organic milk. They don't have Organic Valley.
Nope. They have soy milk, but they
Who's
don't
the
have
grocer? I'm going
organic.
to call them. Who is
It's
it?
Myers.
What is it?
Myers.
Myers? That's your only grocery store there?
Well, we have that, and then we have one of those super Walmarts, and that's it.
All
Yeah,
right,
isn't that
so
sad?
I'm going to check out Myers and I'm going to complain to them. So have you once thought about asking the manager for organic dairy, for organic milk?
No, because I always have the kids with me. But
so
I
do, you can't ask a question because the kids are with you. This is a perfect example of moms. You make your destiny. You know what? You have control. You know, if the managers knew that you wanted a certain product, they would bring it in for you.
Mm-hmm.
Supply and demand. Demand
right.
and supply.
And what we're trying to institute in our family, because my husband's overweight and, you know, we all could stand to lose a few pounds anyways, is gradually go into the organic stuff because, I mean, we're...
What does that have to do with weight?
Huh?
What does that have to do with weight?
What, I don't, well,
you
it doesn't
you
necessarily.
Wanna eat, you mean you want to start eating healthier?
Healthier, but I want to go with more organic stuff too because I have that interstitial cystitis, you know, with the ulcers on my bladder.
Right.
Anything that has nitrates in it, anything that has MSG in it.
So it bothers you. That's easy to
causes,
cut out. Don't
yeah,
eat hot
exactly.
dogs, don't eat cold cuts.
Right.
Now, let me just read this to you, okay?
Okay.
All right. When you choose organic products at your favorite natural product store, you have the assurance that the food in the palm of your hand was grown and processed in the accordance with the USDA National Organics Regulation Program. Okay, yada, yada, yada. From before organic seeds are planted in the ground to the moment you hold a finished organic product in your hand, national regulations assure that any organic agricultural product is produced without, okay, so without the use of genetic engineering, sewage sludge, iodine radiation, toxic and persistent pesticides, and synthetic fertilizers, which means, Dana, that all the other stuff has those things. Do you know that the commercial dairy farmer now is spraying the crops with sewage sludge?
Yeah.
Okay? So what used to be in third world nations where they sprayed their fruits and vegetables with their crap
mm-hmm.
that we would never eat when we were a kid, when we went to Mexico, we were not allowed to eat their vegetation. Do you understand?
Yep.
Now, we're doing the same thing. We are turning America into a third world nation. And until the consumer starts to speak up and demand better quality, nothing is going to change. But I'll tell you this, the fact that Walmart is bringing in organic food goes to show you that people are speaking up and people demanding better food quality. And I'm taking credit for all of it.
Of course you are.
Well, I am taking credit for leading this movement. And you
better
change, or I'm not letting you in the website anymore.
Well, no, and that's what I was going to say is, so you understand, I have slowly been, like, with fruits and vegetables. I don't buy just whatever's there. I make sure and go through the organic stuff. So organic fruits and vegetables I am buying. The dairy products are next, and then on to that.
But you have to, the dairy products and the chicken, it's so important. I'm going to tell you this. My girlfriend's, and I think I've said this a million times, my girlfriend's daughter got her period at age 8. My girlfriend Marie, her daughter Paris, she lives right in this neighborhood. Age
uh-huh.
8.
Oh.
The pediatrician, the conventional pediatrician. Now, I told you this a million times to switch to organic, but people don't want to listen to me. I'm just a best-selling author. But they, in fact, she said to me, well, I haven't seen a book on it. Hello? There's a million books on it.
Uh-huh.
Go read something, for God's sakes. Let me tell you this. So her conventional pediatrician said to her, you know what? It's all of the synthetic hormones that are given to the animals. This is their, and now it's in your daughter's bloodstream, and this is why she's gotten her period at 8. Now, do you know how damaging it is to get your period at 8? First of all, the cancer rate, okay, breast cancer, ovarian cancer, cervical cancer, it all increases when you get your period before age 12.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that? So everything we're doing to our kids now is really going to disrupt their future. I'm guilty of it. I've made a lot of mistakes. I didn't really start getting into the whole organic culture until 3 years ago when I couldn't lift my head off of my pillow because my body was so friggin' toxic and the conventional doctors couldn't figure out what was wrong with me.
Mm-hmm.
Once I changed my diet to more greens, fruits, and vegetables, another thing, Dana, that I read yesterday in this book, Taste for Life, is a kiwi. A kiwi has 8 times more nutrients than an apple.
I love kiwi, too.
So a kiwi a day, it has more vitamin C than an orange, and it has more nutrients than an apple. So try and get, if you can, organic kiwi, organic apples. I say if you eat a kiwi every day, an apple every day, and a big, fresh, green salad, okay? Not iceberg lettuce, like surf
no.
lettuce. Green lettuce with, you know, a little bit of olive oil and red wine vinegar or apple cider vinegar on it
mm-hmm.
every day. It will change. I think your complexion changes. The weight loss happens. You have to incorporate this fresh, healthy food, and your body gets healthier.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at Vicky. All she on our website. She loves Doritos. She loves Pepsi. And, you know, mm-hmm. you can have a little bit of that too. But you've got to incorporate the good
the
stuff
fresh.
In your body.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with your children.
Yep.
Are you forcing your kids to eat fruit? I have to force my kids every day to eat. Make sure they eat fruit. Because otherwise they would never eat it.
With my oldest, she'll eat anything. She will eat anything that's green. She'll eat cooked spinach. She'll eat fresh broccoli. She's really good about her fruits and vegetables. My youngest is a lot slower to get into the fruits and vegetables, but she's getting there.
But
she
it's up to you
there.
As a mother to make sure they're getting the stuff in their bodies. So for breakfast mm-hmm. this morning, my kids, Connor was crying. You know, he did not want to, but I forced them to both eat a banana.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they come home from school, they're both going to have to eat an apple before mm-hmm. they have anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So you could say, okay, before you have your Doritos, you have to eat this apple.
Yep.
Before you eat that burger for dinner, like last night I made the mini hamburgers. They're so cute. Mm-hmm. I made these little tiny muffins, like 2 inches wide with these little burgers.
Uh-huh.
And the kids, anything that's mini size, for whatever reason, they like it better. So I made these mini burgers out of organic, of course, free-range meat, mini burgers. But before they ate that, they had to eat, you know, a whole handful of fresh sliced carrots that I sliced up and some raw broccoli. But you know what, Dana? The truth is organic food costs a little more.
Mm-hmm.
Free-range meat, grass-fed beef, this costs more money. And this pisses me off.
Mm-hmm.
It's disgraceful that in this country now, people do not have access to good quality food.
Mm-hmm.
It's really sad.
It is. And I know that the cost is one factor for us anyways. Is, where was I? Sam's Club. You know, you have your pack of 18 regular eggs, and then you have your pack of 12 free-range eggs. And it was twice as much money.
Right. But you know what? I say this. Let's spend more money where it counts and spend less money where it doesn't count. Do you know
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. That's a good point.
So, you know, if I hear a mom say, well, the organic milk costs, you know, 60 cents more. Well, you know what? Buy that and buy less Pepsi.
Mm-hmm.
Buy less crap that you
yep.
don't need. You know, I am the biggest, you know, liar when it comes to, you know, saying this because I'm the queen of buying crap. I am the queen of not junk food. I'm talking about crap that I don't need. I was in Target the other day, and I bought all this crap. I got home, and I'm looking at my bags, and I'm like, what the hell am I doing?
Mm-hmm.
What is all this crap that I bought?
Yep.
And I looked through it, and you know what? I really did not need any of it. I bought, like, new clips for Hannah. That she doesn't need. She has a million clips. You know, I bought Connor more shorts. I bought these stupid little scrunchy pillows for the kids to lay on when they're watching TV. And I bought new slippers for the kids. And I'm like, you know what? They really don't need any of this.
Mm-hmm.
And I took everything back.
Good for you.
And it was $160. And I was kind of embarrassed, though, because I'm like, you know, this looks stupid. I'm bringing everything in the bag back. But I decided that this is my new thing. And I am going to... And I was inspired by that girl. Who was the girl? Was it Corey on our website who said that she wishes she had more money to go to Target?
Oh,
did
was it?
Did you read that?
Yeah, I read it. I think it was Corey. I could be wrong, though. But I know what you're talking about. Yep.
But
And you said right in there, you know, quit buying all the extra crap from Target because we don't need it.
Right. But that thread inspired me, and I'm going to change because really, if I think of all the money I waste on needless crap that I don't need, and even food products that we don't even need to get, like sprinkles for the ice cream,
mm-hmm.
do you know what I mean? All this needless
yep.
crap, I'm going to save a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the new me. I'm going to try and be more careful with my spending dollars and spend it where it counts.
Exactly. That's a good point. Yep.
You know, and buy less, you know, just junk in general. Because we all have too much.
It's, yes.
It's too
I
much.
Agree.
And they have too many toys. The kids have too many toys.
Way too many.
And so on that note, it's we've gone way over. I wanted to keep this podcast for 15 minutes, and we're going on 20 minutes, Dana.
Uh-oh. Well, that's okay. It was important.
What are you doing today?
I'm making soup and kind
what
of stocking
kind of
up
soup?
our That potato soup that you told me about?
My potato soup?
Yes,
it's
so good.
best. You know, I don't think I have that recipe. I'm going to have to put that recipe up on the website.
You are, because girls, this potato soup is so good. It's got leeks in it and potatoes, and it's just fabulous. It is really, really good.
But the key to the soup having taste is you have to saute your leeks and your onions and some garlic in some olive oil. Get
Yep.
it nice and browned, and then you put in your potatoes, brown everything up, get it nice and flavorful. A lot of people don't brown their foods first. Even when you're making a pot roast, you should brown that meat first in a little bit of olive oil and a little bit of onion. It gives it so much flavor. When you're making chicken soup, in the big pot, I put a little olive oil on the bottom. I saute my onion and my garlic and my leeks, get it all nice and brown, and I put my whole chicken in. Brown the chicken on each side with some salt. It changes the whole flavor of the soup. Browning is essential. But then what
Yes.
else? So we put the potatoes in, chicken stock, right?
Yep.
And
Yep.
then some, what, heavy cream? Or did you use half and half?
I got half and half this time.
You can use half and half. I've even used milk.
Yep. Or you know what I've done in a pinch is I've put milk in it, and then to get that kind of creamy flavor, because I like that flavor, I'll throw in some powdered creamer.
Well, you don't even have to do that. Once you put the milk in and your potatoes in, some salt, some pepper, and it cooks for a while and your potatoes are soft. And I like to put in, are you putting parsley or dill or anything?
Whichever. I
Whatever
kind
you
of go,
have, throw in some
yeah.
fresh herbs. But then do you take your whole soup and put it in your Cuisinart and blend it up?
No, I like chunky. So what I do with this particular recipe is I'll scoop out some of the potato chunks and I'll mash them and put them back in, and then I'll leave some chunks in there.
You see, I pour all the soup into my Cuisinart and I hit blend. So it thickens up so beautifully.
Does
I don't
it?
get it too pureed where it's like baby food. I just put it on for like 4 seconds, like zzz. And
You
that makes
spell
zzz,
that?
that amount. I hate putting recipes in my book, and so many girls want me to come up with a cookbook, but I hate nailing down the recipe because you know what? I never stick to the same exact recipe ever. I'm always playing and changing, adding a little more of this, a little more of that, you know? And so that's the way I cook. It's like a little dash of this, in the Cuisinart. And then when I feel it's a little bit pureed, but not overly pureed, then I know it's perfect. But have
It's
you made
good.
my squash soup? That's the best.
No, but I think I saw a post somewhere in the cooking thread that somebody did. I thought I saw a post anyways.
I don't know, but you have to make that this fall. My squash soup, girls, in Happy Housewives, it is the best. And I want all of you to tell all your stay-at-home moms to get paperback version of Happy Housewives Club. Comes out September 20th. I
Yes.
need money to come in to pay for this website. I'm spending all this money running this website.
Oh, and I have one reminder for everybody out there for today. Go get out there and vote. I already posted on the forums, but I want to reinforce it. You need to get out and vote today.
Okay, I'm going to go do that now on my way to the farm. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye, Dana.
Bye-bye.